This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
This is, you know what's so infuriating?
What?
I find that my life is in danger. I'm on the run, right?
Right.
I should have big concerns, and yet I'm still a guy who's frustrated by my iPhone headphones being tangled up.
Well,
you know, like, it drives me crazy. I'm like, shouldn't I? I have bigger concerns now. I've got goons chasing me halfway across Hell's Half Acre, and what am I? I still have the same stupid concerns I had as a regular layman.
Well, here's what I think is happening with
crazy.
You. I think the stress that we're both feeling, being on the run mm-hmm. from the goons at Hostess, mm-hmm. has it just narrowed your focus a little bit. So rather than thinking about the macro, rather than worried about, hey, my life is in danger, mm-hmm. I could get shot mm-hmm. at any
yeah.
moment, your attention is focused on the tangled mess that is your iPhone headphones.
It shouldn't be, though. I should be above that now. I should be like, you know what? I used to be a guy who worried about my tangled headphones. And I did, mind you.
I know,
I did, mind you.
You obsessed about the tangled headphones.
I don't know, obsession.
Well,
obsession is more like, you know, like, say sometimes you see a girl who serves up the Cinnabon at the local mall, and you're there with, say, Frank Whaley.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you pronounce his name?
Whaley, the actor Frank Whaley.
So you're
sure.
there with Frank Whaley, and he's kind of like, he's always cracking wise.
Sure, funny guy.
Like, for example, I'll say to Frank, you want a Cinnabon? And he'll say something like,
you want a Cinnabon? It's how he said it. It's not even what he said.
I can't get enough of the guy. Like, or I'll be like, I can't right now. I got to go home, Frank.
Yeah, you got to go home.
This guy. Like that kind of thing, right?
He's a funny guy.
And so, say, you know, you're the Cinnabon server's got, like, you know, she's tatted up a little bit.
Yeah,
you know,
like that.
She's got a little tat. She's tatted up.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, you kind of, like, draw, like, 100 pictures. What are you drawing? Nothing?
Right.
You know,
but
100 pictures.
Right, you're drawing her.
You draw 100 pictures of her.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and you just kind of, like, have a big, like, you know, in the offshoot room in your basement, you got a big, big 16 by 10 foot mural of the tattoo that she
uh-huh.
has. Right?
Classic case of obsession.
I'm thinking to myself, that's more obsession. That's more in the ballpark of obsession than a guy who's worried about, because who doesn't, when they try and put on their iPhone headphones, or it doesn't have to be an iPhone. I've heard that other brands of smartphones want to use headphones as well.
I'm told.
So let's just say that other brand, and it doesn't matter what your phone is, people, when they go to put in their headphones, their earpieces, their buds, mm-hmm. and they're tangled up, they're like, oh, so frustrating.
But
so I don't know if it's obsession.
Well,
I'm like-minded
but,
with the general populace.
But,
I'm just trying to say I feel like I should be above
can
it.
Can I interject?
Yeah, please.
Since we've been talking, you've been doing nothing but sketching pictures of headphones.
Yep.
Tangled headphones, just
right.
sketch after sketch
Look
after
at this
sketch.
One. Look at this one.
And it, like all of them.
Try getting that in your ear.
I'm saying, like all of the sketches, it's a great sketch.
Oh, come on, man.
And in the other room, and I can't disclose where we are, you have it's not a 16 by 10, but it's 16 by 8
mural. Yep.
Of headphones.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, you know what I call that? Day doodling.
Uh-huh.
We're on the run. We almost got pinched in Minnesota.
Oh,
turns out I mistakenly gave away our location. Not trying to.
No.
But when I said we weren't in a bus stop in Minnesota, people inferred that we were.
What I thought was going to happen was you were going to say, we're not in a bus stop in Minnesota. So then the hostess guys would think, oh, they're in a bus stop in Minnesota. But then they would think that's what they want us to
think.
Right, right, therefore,
right, right.
They're not in a bus stop in Minnesota.
But hostess didn't take that third step.
They didn't take the third
step. They're dumb.
That's why
they're goons.
And it's why their entire product line is in the shitter.
Yeah, it's in the shitter because they're dumb.
Let me tell you some Hostess news that I just read.
Okay.
The head of Hostess, the guy who is responsible for destroying the company.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who...
The head hostess, what you said?
Head hostess.
The head hostess is brilliant.
The guy who... his name is David something. The guy who is...
Dave is the head hostess?
Yeah.
Hats off to you, Dave. Early on this podcast.
I think he's fairly new to the company, actually.
I just want to say hats off to you.
My good
friend Michael Ian Black. Off to you.
He is, he's saying all the workers and stuff, you got to take pay cuts, blah, 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 blah.
This is prior to the
In terms of the bankruptcy proceedings, I guess as a way to save money, whatever it is. Everybody's got to take pay cuts. He himself, not taking a pay cut.
The Wolf of Wall Street rears its head again.
And the reason is because there's a holding company that he's a part of.
Aha!
And so he doesn't technically work for Hostess. He works for the holding company.
Right. I'm not...
Come on.
The head hostess doesn't work for Hostess. That's your problem right there, Hostess.
Yep.
That's why you're in the shitter.
Right.
Right.
You don't see that happening at Little
Debbie's. Go ahead, Little Debbie's.
Little Debbie's. It was a more apples-to-apples comparison.
Understood.
They keep it in the family at Little Debbie.
In Debbie, they really keep it in the family.
Yeah, it's a little disgusting.
It's a little weird over at Little Debbie's.
It's more than a little
Even
weird.
The name, Little Debbie's, and how much they insist on keeping it in the family.
And Debbie's not that little anymore.
Debbie is now pushing, she's a tweener.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what happens. One of the Debbie's grows up. They kick him out. They get a new Little Debbie. And it's just...
It's ugly because the people who are handling Little Debbie, they don't get kicked out.
No. And what happens is...
It's ugly over there at Little Debbie's.
Well, what they do is... It's like, you know how they find the Dalai Lama? There's like all these guys who search the world for the kid who can do the different signals and knows the different clues and says the magical thing. That's what they do with Little Debbie. you get these kids. It's like the Honey Boo Boo kid was on with Little Debbie. They get these kids. You promise them cakes and candies and fame and fortune. All you got to do is come with us and never see your family again. We'll turn you into Little Debbie. That's what they do.
Seductive as all get out. Everybody wants that.
There's not a little girl in this world who doesn't want to be either Little Orphan Annie or Little Debbie.
It's either Little Orphan Annie, Little Orphan Annie, or Little Debbie.
Well, it's Little Debbie and Little Orphan Annie.
You're right.
And Lil Abner,
Lil Abner. That thing is done. That thing is shot. That goose is cooked. That ship has sailed. That horse is gobbled off. It's really just, it's just Lil Abner did not translate with the times. You know who else didn't? Fucking Hostess, man. They didn't translate with the times. They thought they could just be the man. I got a holding company. It's running. We're bringing some money in. It'll never go wrong. It'll never go south.
Turns out
it has. And the unfortunate offshoot is here we are. I'm not going to say where we are.
Don't.
I will give one clue, though.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Ah!
Yep, good clue.
Thanks.
We're doing Mates now. Welcome to, by the way, Mike and Tom Eat Snacks with my good friend Tom Cavanaugh.
My good friend Michael Ian Black.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
And it's that time of year where we should be home for the holidays, celebrating with our families. Instead, we're on the run, and we can't say where we are, but Tom gave a very good clue.
I'll do it again. Ah! I think I'm giving it away. I'm not giving it away.
I don't think you're giving it away.
Okay, thank you. I gov it away last time. We almost got pinched.
Yeah, we almost got pinched. So now, for the first time...
How close we were to getting pinched.
So close to getting pinched.
We zigged, they zagged. Otherwise, pinched.
I'll tell you what, and I was the guy who said we should zig when they zig, and you were like, no, we got to zag when they zig. Turns out you were absolutely right.
But remember how I said it?
Yeah.
We got to zag!
Yeah. We came this close to getting pinched.
I was not cool under pressure.
Mm-mm.
You'd think that I'd be a little more, like we've been on the run for a while now, you'd think I'd gained like a modicum of coolness.
No, you're still obsessed with headphones.
I'm obsessed with fucking headphones.
And
I'm like, I'm not cool. James Bond, you know when James Bond, he's now played by this guy Daniel Craig.
Yeah, that guy's
Craig is
the most aptly named actor in the world.
Yeah.
Just considering the pockmarks on his face.
Yeah, craggy face Daniel Craig. And Craig is, he does that action movie thing. He jumps in from an exploding train, like he lands in like a boxcar. Does he look at the explosions behind him?
No.
No. What does he do?
Fixes his goddamn cuffs.
Fixes his suit. Fixes his suit. Well, it is time for the holidays.
Isn't it, though?
It is. It's the Yuletide season. And even though we're on the run... I think you may have given it away. Well, it's still across the universe, you know, it's the time for glad tidings and joy. And so if you're going to celebrate, you know... whatever you celebrate.
Christmas.
If you're going to celebrate Christmas, you also want your stomach to celebrate a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
It's the time for that.
Now, there's no better time than Christmas.
It's the best time. You know what? We gave a pass to Thanksgiving pretty much because of Hostess and we were on the run. But now it's like, you know what? They're not taking away the Yuletide season from you and me.
No.
I'm wearing these shorts. I'm wearing these short shorts. I can't get my shit together, but they're not taking that from me.
Mm-mm.
And so today, on our run through the bazaar, is that a giveaway?
No, I don't think so. Because you weren't spelling it B-A-Z-A-A-R.
Oh, no, I wasn't. Okay. I was spelling it B-I-Z-A-R-R-E. Good save.
Yeah.
Good save. So on our run through the...
bazaar.
Oh, because it was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We snatched some goods.
Had to snatch, because we almost got pinched.
Listen, if you're going to get pinched, you got to snatch. If you stop to buy, you're pinched.
And also, if you're going to do...
those marketplace guys expect you to pinch anyway.
If you're going to do the jerk, you got to do the...
snatch.
Yep.
If you're going to do the jerk...
you got to do the snatch.
You know what else you have to do? You have to do the clean and snatch.
Yes. You got to do the clean and snatch, the snatch and grab, the clean and jerk.
If you're going to do the jerk...
yep.
A couple of things. Clean.
Yep.
Snatch.
Yep. Tissues.
So, those guys, when they're doing the accountants, doing the spreadsheet, the marketplace guys,
mm-hmm.
they're like, look, expect 30% pinching. So, they understood that, you know, these people are going to run through the marketplace, right, and just grab a thing or two. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just understood. I don't even feel that bad about it.
No, it's built in.
That's what I'm saying. If everyone does it, it all goes to shit.
Well, they got
to
know that about 30% of the people right. are going to do it.
Right.
We're including ourselves in that 30%. It's expected. We're doing our part.
Right. Yeah. Exactly right.
You don't want to monkey up all the numbers. Monkey up all the numbers.
No, you don't want to monkey them up.
You start monkeying up all the numbers. Next thing you know, you're getting price wars.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to undercut everybody else.
Yeah.
You know what? Sometimes the status quo is pretty good.
Exactly right.
This is one of those times.
Yeah, exactly right. You put it best. You don't want to monkey up all the numbers. What we got here to celebrate our Yuletide season, a little bit of cheer for our tummies. Magic, we have the classic gingerbread cookies.
Not only gingerbread cookies.
Yeah.
And it's worth saying. Stormtroopers hitting the ground. Not just cookies, gingerbread men. That's how I want my gingerbread cookies shaped and formed in the anthropomorphic.
That's correct.
Shape of men.
Yes.
Or men. Boys. Men little boys.
Little boys. I feel like the gingerbread men look like boys, but they're men. Even though like they have the intellect of little boys, the sauciness.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, they're rascals.
They're rascals. They're incorrigible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're supposed to be at 5 or 6 years old, you know?
But they're men.
You're the classic menace, just like Dennis, but they're men.
They're men.
But that's their mindset. Mm-hmm. They have a 5 to 6 year old mindset.
Well, I feel when you were 5 to 6, how did you think of yourself? As
almost
a boy?
Exactly like I think of myself now.
Okay. And right now, you're a man.
Yeah, I'm. Look at me.
Look at the short shorts.
Short shorts. I got these biceps. Mm-hmm. You know, both you and I are trim and lean and mean from all those months on the run.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking good. I'm a man.
I'm going to eat a boy.
But I'm here.
Uh huh.
5 to 6 years old up there in your cranium.
Now these are. Cookies. These are store bought. It's worth noting. I mean, if we were at Mates Worldwide headquarters, we would have probably spent the last
said,
few
Cassie,
weeks.
Cassie, whip us up some gingerbread men for the Christmas episode.
And Cassie would have said, "No problem, boss."
If she probably would have said,
"If she even said,
you mean these?"
Right.
It would have been piping hot in the pan. Sometimes I miss those. You just killed one.
Well, one of their heads fell off. But that's going to happen with the gingerbread.
Well, it feels like it had a little help. What's nice is we have our tea.
Yeah, well.
Oh, smell that.
You're always going to have tea, no matter where you are in this world, even if you're on the run. We're not savages, people.
We're not savages, people. We're not even savage people.
No. For a minute there, I was in the Village People. Just for a hot minute. I was the cop in the Village People.
Yeah, really hot minute.
A really, really hot minute. Maybe too hot. Maybe that's why I got canned.
Torrid, hot. I'll say you got canned. You know, you just opened the packets because when we snatch and grab,
mm-hmm.
you know, we just kind of, whatever, we got a whole bunch of them. Kind of like Christmas cookies, it seems like.
Yeah.
You know? However, the package you just opened, because we have a few packages.
Naked.
Is just the naked... The most bare bones gingerbread man you can have.
I purposely started that way because I thought it was important to start with the basics, as we do on Mates.
Almost like exactly. We have our building
some
blocks.
Things, you know, we're not savages, people.
We're not even savage people.
No.
But Michael was a Village People.
Very briefly, and I'm currently in Il Divo.
Oh, yeah. You do a good job. Well, of course, you're not in there right now.
I can't be right now. No. But as soon as I get back, we're going into the studio, and I'm so excited for our upcoming projects.
Phase?
You know, I think we're going to continue doing what we're doing. But
it's working.
It's working great. We've never sounded better, and I can't wait to get into the studio with the guys.
What exactly do you do with the guys in the studio?
Tenor.
Oh, okay.
I'm tenor.
So you have a little bit of a high lilting voice there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm not the counter tenor, but I am the tenor.
Right.
So yeah. So we'll probably continue to do standards, and then we'll probably adapt some popular music into four-part operatic harmony.
That is just amazing.
I couldn't be more proud of the guys. And anyway, that's a whole separate thing.
That's really nice of you. You know, I think most people don't even know that you're with those guys.
It's not something that I talk about a lot because I like to keep things separate a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
But I'd be remiss in this holiday season if I just didn't give a shout-out to all the other guys in Il Divo.
How many other guys are there?
Three other guys. And they sing different parts.
And what's the genesis of that name? I have to admit, I don't even really know.
Well, you know what a diva is.
I do know what a diva is.
So diva mm-hmm. is originally an operatic term, but it's since come to mean it's trickled its way into the popular culture. But it means a woman with a singer with a great presence,
larger than life presence.
Yes.
And also there's an element of high maintenance.
Yes, and sometimes there's a negative connotation to that. But I think, again, that's since it's been trickled down into the popular mm-hmm. culture. So with Il Divo, we are...
An unapologetically large ego, I think, accompanies that definition.
Mm-hmm. Now, with Il Divo, the four of us are sort of taking the male version of that. But, mm-hmm. of course, it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek because you're not going to meet three nicer guys than the three other guys in Il Divo.
Well, I'm about to say you yourself are as far away from a diva as anyone can imagine. I mean,
haven't seen me backstage at an Il Divo concert they don't have my tea ready.
Okay, all right then.
And that's not about me. That's about doing my best show for the fans.
Of course. You know, you want to put yourself in position to do the best job you can.
Of course. And the three other guys, they're the same.
What's crazy is your diva behavior ultimately comes down to
doing
something nice for other people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all it's about. But anyway, enough about all the guys in Il Divo. Happy holidays to the other three guys. Mm-hmm. Thrilled to
be. Do they know what's going on with you? Do you know what you're at? Why
no,
you're
they
absent?
Don't, they don't. They don't think
they know why you're absent
unless they listen to the podcast.
Interesting.
And but like I said, I keep things separate. I don't even know if they know about the podcast.
Come on. I mean, you know,
Again, I'm trying to be humble.
All right, understood. So we have, I'm taking a bite of my guy. Now, let me ask you something. Do you go for the head?
You know, I'm torn because my natural instinct is to prolong the suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of want to eat the limbs first, understood, knowing that he's going to be in agony as I'm eating his limbs.
Not my leg.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
If I eat the head first.
Kill me.
Yeah. See, then I'm losing some of the fun.
Understood.
So I'm going to start with the left leg.
So you're a torture guy.
Hmm.
Hmm. I'll tell you right away what I think.
Tell me.
Dry.
I'm going to disagree with you.
Go on. Maybe mine is dry and yours ain't.
I don't think so. They look so similarly formed. I'm guessing they came from the same batch. I think my expectation of gingerbread might be slightly different than yours, which is I'm giving
you a piece of mine.
Here.
I'm going to cut off this other guy's leg.
Same to me. My expectation for gingerbread is that it's going to be a little dry.
A little dry.
But
yours is less dry than mine.
No.
I just had a bite of yours.
Maybe my guy took better care of himself. I don't know.
Maybe your guy was working out.
I don't know. Regardless.
That is just a sharp taste, isn't it?
That's the thing about gingerbread.
An acute, sharp taste. You know what I think it is?
The ginger?
Yes.
Not the bread.
I don't think it's the bread. I think it's the ginger.
Mm-hmm.
That's my take on it.
Well, I like a gingerbread cookie.
I like
a gingerbread cookie where you can taste the ginger. There's no point in having a gingerbread cookie if it just tastes like any generic cookie.
You know what that is? Bread cookie.
Then you've just got a bread cookie.
And nobody wants that.
Well, you do in certain situations.
Most people don't want a bread cookie. You know what they go for then?
What?
Bread.
Ah, see, I'd go for the cookie. But sometimes I want a bread cookie. Like if I, like, Sam, look. I'm under a lot of stress. You understand?
How you understand?
I'm under a lot of stress. I'm on
the run. I know, but you look so smooth and cool.
It's the layers and the deep breathing.
I don't see the stress.
Say I'm with the kids and we're watching a film, mm-hmm, and the babysitter's there, and who knows where my wife is?
Mm-hmm. The babysitter's there.
Well, because I'm with the kids. It's not like that. But so let's say the 16-year-old babysitter's there.
Okay.
And we're all watching. Me and the babysitter are on the couch, and the
kids
are on
the
floor.
Is her name Debbie?
No. It's not little Debbie.
No. Okay.
It's big Debbie.
So you're on the floor with the babysitter.
No. Oh. The kids are on the floor.
Okay. Where are you?
I'm on the couch with the babysitter.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No, oh, it's not like that. No, it's not like that. It's not like we're watching a movie. The kids are watching the movie.
Okay, what are you guys doing?
I got bread cookies in front of me.
Oh,
so
no.
I'm reaching around the babysitter. Whoa. My arm's going around her shoulder.
Oh, hi.
So excuse me, take a bread cookie.
Mr. Black.
It's not like that, Tom.
No, I'm not saying it is.
No, then my hand goes up her sweater.
Yeah.
And then I eat the bread cookie, and then we make out, and then I probably bone her. But it's not... It's not...
Yeah, it's not sexual.
No. Oh, God, no.
No. She's a babysitter, for God's sake.
She's taking care of my children.
Care of your damn children.
Jeez.
If you're boning her, it's not sexual. That's irresponsible.
I wouldn't do that. Plus, she's 16.
She's 16 years old.
Come on. That's not even legal.
No. It's almost not legal.
She's practically 17.
She's
going to be 17 in like a month.
You're 18. 18, you're in college. College, the great equalizer.
Yeah.
I think you're fine there.
I mean, she's a freshman because she stayed back a year.
Oh.
But she's practically 17.
Look.
It's not what I'm about. That's not what I'm about.
Here's what I'm about. And I think you're about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Respect for women.
That's exactly what I'm about.
So that's the thing. That's why you're not boning the babysitter.
I wouldn't do that.
No. I mean, at least not sexually.
No.
Right?
She's...
For God's sake.
She's not even... She's not a consenting adult.
No.
But that's a situation.
Our platform, our thing is respect for women.
That's what we're about. That's not what we do.
No, not what we do. Let's get one thing straight. Not what we do.
No. What we do...
We're just as likely to have storekeepers hit the ground
as
do that.
Right.
No. It's what we are. What we do...
What we do is snacks.
Yeah, we do snacks.
We pick a snack, we eat a snack, we rate a snack.
It's the purse system.
It's not who we are. But that's a good example of when I would want a bread cookie.
I understood. If you're in some kind of like... gross and queasy kind of relationship with a...
That's right.
Yeah.
No, I'm three limbs in.
I finished mine. I scarfed mine back. I loved it.
You loved it?
Remember how I was at the beginning? I was like, meow!
Yeah, you were being a little bitch about
now
it.
I can't wait to have the next one.
I take my time.
Yeah, I see that. I don't take my time.
I want him to suffer.
I understand. I understand that emotion. Right now, the man is cleaved in two.
No, like he's not. His spinal column is still intact up to the pelvis.
But he's cleaved in two. That's. I mean, you're right.
He's not cleaved in two. He's solid.
You're at his diaphragm, essentially, right there. Right. I mean, he's missing an arm and two legs and the torso from the diaphragm.
All right,
down.
But his spinal column not is like intact. His stomach is intact. His heart is intact. His lungs are intact. He's fine.
Not now. He's not.
Yeah, he is. I just lost a limb. He just lost. It wasn't even a full limb. Just his arm was basically a nub.
You know what he's? You know what he's getting out as he chokes on blood. You sadist.
Sadist. Oh yeah. Well, because you know what it is. I can't break his spirit. That's why I like this gingerbread guy. Yeah. I cannot break his spirit.
Yeah. Take another bite.
I bit his shoulder.
Sadist.
I bit his shoulder bone in half.
Sadist.
Right. Say it. Say it.
Sadist. Now, right now, he's in so much pain he can't come up with another word.
No, I think he's probably blocked out. He's probably knocked out. I'm just going to eat his head. Now he's dead.
Now he's dead.
But that's the nice thing about gingerbread boys. You just keep eating more and more of them.
Or gingerbread men.
Well.
Nah.
I like to eat a boy.
So, I mean.
I'm not going to eat another naked guy.
No, we got a whole bunch of them.
I'm going to move on to.
All right. Well.
In addition to the snatch and grab.
I got something. One of the snatch and grab included Plum Island Cookie Company. I'm going to confess my ignorance.
So wait, this is also gingerbread men,
yeah,
right?
I don't know. I don't know where Plum Island is.
Oh, that's in Candyland.
Then I got a custom cookie gingerbread man also. Which one do you want to?
I want to go with the custom. I mean, the Plum Island one is just another variation
just another
on the
variation
naked guy.
On the naked guy.
I don't need to compare
it's
companies.
Like we're finishing each other's sentences.
I don't need to compare. Right.
Companies. You just want to have another gingerbread man. And this one is like the more. The last one could have been done by a 7-year-old. Just, you know, throwing the batter in the pan, put it in the oven, whipped it up. You know, there was no real. In terms of the. How did you put it? Anthropomorphical bit. You know, this one is a crafted, icinged.
I'll tell you what I'm not happy about.
Drawned up. Gingerbread boy.
It's beautifully decorated. Sort of his skin is sort of reddish, almost like a Navajo Indian. He's got a red scarf, white buttons, green booties, smiling.
He's got a tiny button nose, doesn't he?
Mine does not have a nose.
Hello. Oh, yours doesn't. Oh, what an olfactory disaster.
I'm willing to overlook that though. You're not going to lose points. To me, I don't feel like from a cuteness factor, I'm missing anything with the nose.
Let me see. Yeah, you are.
I do appreciate, though, that they're honoring the Native Americans with this cookie. I appreciate that a lot.
You feel like they're honoring the Native Americans?
Oh, I know that's what this. I mean, there's no other excuse for this hue if not honoring our common heritage as Americans, not.
You don't think they just said gingerbread people should be brown, so let's make this brown?
But don't you think it's more reddish than
brown?
Well,
there's definitely a reddish hue, like a New Mexican,
I mean,
Santa Fe motif here. Is that what you see? Or maybe it's this. This is kind of a classic
moccasin.
Yeah, that kind of design.
Right. He's got green booties, which do.
Well, it just really looks like a green garter snake running across his feet is the best way of describing it. Look at this. Interestingly enough, mine seems to have green cuffs and yours doesn't. Mine also has a nose.
I'm starting to feel like yours is better decorated than mine.
Yours got shat upon a little bit. The guy was like going to, or the lady that was doing it had to rush to the bathroom, it feels like, upon yours.
I hope she washed her hands upon
sure
completing yours.
Aw, no way.
I'm
no
just
way.
Saying.
It's not sanitary.
I'm just saying. I don't know.
Sanitary? It's not going to stop me from eating it.
Now, I'm noticing right
what
away.
What I'll do is I'll take a quick snapshot of this.
Comparisons?
Yeah.
I'm noticing right away the color of the cookie itself considerably lighter than the gingerbread cookie, and I'm wondering if what we're eating is even gingerbread. In fact, I don't think it is, Tom.
Uh-oh.
They're just called custom cookies, not custom gingerbread cookies. So this is not going to be a fair comparison. These are just Christmas cookies shaped in gingerbread man shapes.
Well, if ever you were thinking to yourself, well, when should I call bullshit? Now seems like a very
perfect
good time.
Time.
You know, now I'd be like, guys, I'm signing up for this. Look at this design. And I'll, you know, we'll post this on our website. We don't have a website.
No, but once in a while we tweet.
Yeah, so maybe we'll Twitter it on out there and let the maidies decide for themselves. When I look at this, I mean, it's not exactly a hornswoggling to assume I'm getting a gingerbread man. Agreed?
Because you're looking at gingerbread cookie. I'm realizing that the reason for the hue is to disguise the fact that it's not gingerbread. It's just cookie.
If I say to you, magic, I want you now to conjure in your mind a gingerbread man.
Got
it. What'd it look like?
It looks like a Navajo.
Yeah, it looks like this.
Yeah.
And yet you're telling me that...
You say gingerbread, I think
this
Navajo.
This is a simple sugar cookie. Gingerbread.
Navajo.
Gingerbread.
Navajo.
Go Navajo.
Great. That's what I think about.
These days, we'd have to change the name.
Why?
You can't call yourself the Navajo anymore.
The Navajo call themselves Navajo?
Correct. They have to change that.
They do?
Only on their sports teams.
Oh. I'm going to take a bite, knowing full well this is not going to be gingerbread.
I mean...
And I'm just going to start with
what that. If... Before you take a bite.
It smells good.
What if the icing is a gingerbread-tasting icing, but the cookie itself is just a shortbread or sugar cookie type?
I don't know. It would be bullshit. It would be bullshit.
Let's get in there. Again, you're killing them. Quickly, you just ate the bread. So, folks, what I just witnessed from here at... Oh, I'm not going to say where we are. Ah! Magic, this time, instead of like killing him softly and slowly... He took a bite out of the cat's head. When I say cat, I mean the gingerbread man, and tossed it to the ground in disgust.
Because it's bullshit. You know what this is? This is just your standard supermarket Italian cookie with a gingerbread theme. Don't give me that.
That is awful.
That's not a good cookie.
That's a terrible cookie.
Stupid ass. Stupid ass cookie.
Folks, he allowed his ego to react. He just... took his fist.
I'm under a lot of stress.
And but you don't look it.
I look good.
You must be doing deep breathing or something. He smashed the cookie with his fist. He smashed it to bits. That is the most emotion I've seen from you in a while, and I'm happy to see it again. Because I feel like I'm out here maybe missing something. I'm freaking out, and you're calm and cool as a cucumber. But now how ironic, how fitting for a matey such as yourself to be tripped up by a snack.
I'm under a lot of pressure. I haven't seen my family. It's the holidays. Mm-hmm. I have what I think is going to be a delicious gingerbread cookie in my grasp. Mm-hmm. I realize, mm-hmm. as I'm about to take a bite, no, this isn't a gingerbread cookie. It's just a bullshit supermarket Italian cookie. Mm-hmm. I think to myself, maybe it'll be all right. Maybe it'll be fine. Maybe I can accept it for what it is. I take a bite of the head to put it out of its suffering immediately, mm-hmm. because I don't want to prolong anybody's agony. Mm-mm. Except for this gingerbread boy. Mm-hmm. I take a bite. Mm-hmm. It tastes like shit. Mm-hmm. I'm upset. Mm-hmm. I throw it down. Mm-hmm. I punch it to bits. Because mm-hmm. fuck that cookie.
Yeah, fuck that cookie. Yeah. Look, no one's going to convict you in a court of law of doing anything wrong here.
To a cookie? No.
That's what I'm saying. They're not going to say...
I didn't break any laws.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
I don't think anyone's going to be like...
They're not even going to press charges.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think this is going to go to a court of law. I don't think anyone's going to convict you.
But I'm saying they're not even going to indict me.
But you probably won't even get to a court of law.
But what I'm saying is there's no chance that any legal proceedings would occur as a result of me punching a cookie.
I agree. I don't think you're going to get any jail time. I think that...
Jail time?
I think after deliberation, people will see that...
Who's going to deliberate? There's nothing to deliberate.
Exactly. I think at some point, people are just going to be like, look, it was a cookie, and they'll probably, let you off with a tap on the wrist.
Wait, what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
You mean you think you're going to get some time?
No, I'm saying...
You might get, 30 hours of community service, but really...
Jesus,
that's going to be a tap on the wrist. I don't think any court... I don't think there's a court in this land that is going to convict you.
There's nothing to even indict me for.
Right,
you can punch all the cookies you want. You're not breaking any laws.
Right. I mean, you're going to suffer the indignity of the perp walk, but I agree with you.
I don't even think there'll be a perp walk.
Magic. Once the truth comes out, I feel like we will be validated. I feel we're going
to... As long as you're in this with me.
Look, I mean...
As long as you're in this with me...
Here's the thing.
I can take anything.
I'm on the run, so I don't know that I can necessarily be there, but I know I have some good representatives.
I don't think I'll need it. I really don't.
I think you better lawyer up. I think you just need to lawyer up, because you smashed that cookie to bits. I mean, you smashed it to bits.
Do you really think I could get in trouble for that?
Look, I'm not... I just don't think there's a court in the land that's really going to convict you, you know?
When you say really going to convict me, what do you mean?
Look, I mean, who knows? You know, once you're there in front of your peers you know, once you're, you know, if you get tried in the court of public opinion.
They know I've been under a lot of stress, right?
Well, you know, there's going to be a lot. There's going to be a lot of arguments. And remember, their legal team is, you know, fairly crackerjack, you know. So I think, you know, look, here's the thing. We'll lawyer up, okay? You know, we've got a number of good cases upon which we can.
You think there's precedent, right, for punching a cookie?
I think what we can do is we can say, look, here's a man. We'll say, look, here's Pol Pot.
No, you don't want to say here's Pol Pot.
No, I'm saying we'll say here's Pol Pot, here's Michael. And we'll show the differences, okay. Right? We say this man is responsible for genocide. This man is responsible for bakery aside.
But I didn't beat up a bakery. I punched a cookie. And I didn't even think introducing the idea of Pol Pot as point of comparison to me.
We'll just say
it's just taken a little too far.
Well, you know, we need to create some boundaries. You know, we need to see which worlds we're living in and which worlds we are not. So we'll say, look, you know, this man didn't poison a number of innocent people in Guyana.
See, I don't even think you want to introduce that idea.
We'll say, well, this is exactly what we'll say. We'll say, this Michael is not that, you know?
No, you're not talking about Pol Pot now. You're no longer talking about Pol Pot.
No, I'm talking about old James down there. And for example, we'll say, look, you know, Genghis Khan.
I used to dress like him, though, and people, he thinks he's Genghis Khan. No.
And when they bring up the pictures of you dressed as Genghis Khan, we'll say, those two things are, don't read too much into that, we'll say to the jury.
Uh-huh.
You know, and
I like that. Don't read too much into it.
The thing is, I think we're going to try and get to one or two of the jurors. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think that's necessary. I think you're making a bigger deal of it than it needs. I don't think you need to try to get to one of the jurors.
If we don't get to one of the jurors, you're looking at 30 to life. I mean, you massacred this thing. And it's Christmas. And people, you know, there's a swell of opinion that happens. And you can't fight that tide.
Right.
You know? You can't fight that tide. Look at the New York City Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
So, look at Chris Christie.
Right.
You see what I'm saying to you?
Yeah, look at Chris Christie.
Look at Mitt Romney, for God's sake.
Uh-huh.
This guy had the presidency won.
Yeah.
In his back pocket. And you know what happened?
They got to the jurors. Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
We the people.
The people got to the people.
Right.
And you can't stop the people from getting to the people. Mm-hmm. You understand that?
Yeah.
You know why?
I'm fucked.
Because they're both people.
I'm fucked.
You're fucked. But listen, I mean, I'm going to come visit. You know, we'll...
You'll come visit.
No, I mean... Look, I have a couple of things on the go, but you know, once that stuff is done, you know, if I got some time,
I'll
drop in. I'm definitely going to write you. I'll pop you off. You have a computer? Oh, you put it on a computer.
Well, you can just write me a letter.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'll do? I'll pop off a bunch of emails and, you know, we'll see if they can't print them up or something.
Okay.
Like that, okay.
And, ratings? You know,
plus,
ratings?
I think we should rate this.
Ratings.
Okay, first off. Here's the thing.
We've gone from rating gingerbread men to just rating cookie men. And I didn't sign up to rate cookie men.
No, look, let's do a quick rating of cookie man disguised as gingerbread. 0.
I'd give it a 1.5.
Really?
Well,
I give it a 0.
You keep eating it.
Yeah, I'm not made of stone.
Okay.
I'm made of, you know, there's carbon here, flesh and blood, calcium and bone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not stone.
Okay.
You know what I don't like?
Tell me.
I don't like the tomfoolery. I don't like the trickery. That's what I rail against. If you're going to be a snack, be the snack that you are.
I agree. But I know, in fairness to the cookie, it does say custom cookie. It does not say gingerbread cookie. I'm with you. Look, I'm with you. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
That's not going to hold up in a court of law.
Well, you're the legal expert.
Clearly. Now... gingerbread cookie. Because that's what we're here to rate today.
That's why we showed up. That's why we're exposing ourselves.
Folks, you should put that away. Folks, you're going to hear a lot of things from opposing counsel about gingerbread this and gingerbread that. You're going to hear from them, but we have to deduct because people don't want it when it's not the Yuletide season. You're going to hear from them, are they boys or are they men? Are they boys to men? You're going to hear from opposing counsel a number of things. Should you listen to them? Maybe you should listen to them, you know, because they make some good points. They didn't get here, you know, by not going to some Ivy League school and putting in the same hours we put in, you know, and they have families, they got to feed their families, you know, and this matters to them as much as it matters to us. So listen to them, but don't listen to them any more than you have to. Folks, what I'm trying to tell you today is, Gingerbread Man, where would the holidays be without you? Where would we be without these little rascals bouncing up and down, getting into trouble, building their houses? You know, they're just hell magic. Gingerbread men are fun. And you know what's more fun than gingerbread men? Eating gingerbread men. Do you want to have 60 of them at once? Maybe some people do. I personally don't. I find a little bit of ginger goes a long way.
Because it's got a bite.
Well, yeah, there's a real snap to it. Hence the ginger snap that we were talking about. I, Magic, am a fan of the gingerbread cookie. I'm a fan of the seasonal gingerbread cookie. I'm glad they're around. I want to partake in one. I don't want to partake in 60. But listen, I'm not the guy that's indicting the gingerbread cookie. 7.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Of the jury.
Thank you.
Of the jury. All white. You've just heard my co-counsel discuss how he feels about gingerbread cookies. Says he likes them. Says he's grateful for them. Doesn't want 60. But feels pretty strongly about the cookie. So much so that he gave it a 7. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'm here to tell you, I also appreciate the gingerbread cookie. I also welcome in the season with the gingerbread cookie. I also want to confine my consumption of the gingerbread cookie to some number less than 60. But ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I don't like gingerbread cookies as much as my co-counsel. You will be seated. I will hold you in contempt.
Emancipation Proclamation.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, please.
Listening rabble.
Just because a man does not like something as much as another man does not mean that something has no validity in this land.
Order.
Rabble, listening rabble.
I'll eat a gingerbread cookie. I might even enjoy a gingerbread cookie. Am I going to reach for a 2nd? Maybe. If they're hot out of the oven. Because I'm a man. A simple man. Just like you. With a family. But I can't give that gingerbread cookie a 7, friends. I can't even give it a 6. Can I give it a 5? Maybe. But I'm not gonna. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I submit for your approval, gingerbread cookie. 4.5.
Order in the court!
Rabble.
Case dismissed.
I'll see you next week.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.